from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
53. There's no way in hell that he can make this final. I'd be shocked if he's making this final 53. Now, there is one area of concern that I've been teasing here, and that's backup edge rusher. Leonard Floyd, I really like.
Yeah, but he's older.
He's older, but he's concerned. Well, I mean, he's had some really, really good years.
No doubt.
Really good
no
years.
No doubt.
But the depth of the edge rusher.
Yes.
If Nick Bosa's not having a monster season, if he needs to take a play off, then you know what? We got problems. Because we'll see about Gross Matos. We'll see about him. Robert Beal Jr., I'm not sure he's up to the task. I'm really not. I don't like what I see on the edge. Alex Barrett's not bad, but are you going to ask him to go out there and get 20 snaps a game?
Alex Barrett's a fourth, 50 end.
Exactly.
Nice guy, but
nice guy. Now, Leonard Floyd's 31, and he's had basically double-digit sacks, you know, two of the last 4 years. The other 2 years, he had 9.5 and 9.
So he's good production. That's pretty good production.
He's consistent.
The Niners would, if they said they could get 10 sacks opposite Bosa, you'd probably sign up for that.
And he's been healthy the last 6 years. He's played every single regular season game. 16 with the Bears, 16 with the Bears, 16 with the Rams, 17 with the Rams, 17 with the Rams, and then 17 last year at Buffalo. So, but at some point in my mind, I'm thinking, boy, if anything happens to Bosa, anything happens to Leonard Floyd, well, John Lynch is going to have to pick up the phone again and call teams about their defensive ends. This could be another area of concern if one of these big boys go down, Shasky. So for me, that's my biggest concern. Defensive end depth.
Yeah, see, I'm going to go to the most obvious. It's Ayuk and Trent. Like, it's just like, or one or both coming back?
Well, yeah, I mean,
they're going to come back.
I'm saying just overall potential, like defensively, we are, obviously, Trent Williams has a play Week 1 against the Jets.
They're
and if he doesn't come back,
trouble.
There are major issues. If Ayuk doesn't play, there are major issues. So all the people who thought Brandon Ayuk was, I saw a couple on YouTube saying, hey, we're walking back what we said about Brandon Ayuk. He's not irreplaceable.
Oh, that's Wednesday.
Not on this football
we're
team.
We're going to do walk back Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
I have some takes that I have to walk back.
Oh, do you?
Just a snippet. One of them involves the Denver Broncos.
What, their uniforms?
No, well, the uniforms weren't that bad. But
Bo
it was.
Nicks?
Yeah, I might have to walk that back.
I'm going to wait on that. I'm going to wait on
He
that.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. Did Green Bay play anybody?
I'm just saying he looks polished.
Here's
a great example. You were saying about preseason.
He looks fine.
So like last night, Haener, this kid Haener from Fresno State, his mom is on television and everybody's Haener's lousy. I mean, just come on and say it.
His mom's on KTVU, right?
Yeah. She's a legend.
Oh, she's a Bob? I'm not going to rip this. I'm not going to rip this.
No, but the kid's not that good. Like, I'm not trying to hate. Like, the kid's not that good. He's just not. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. Like, he had a great college career. He had an unfortunate injury at the end of his senior year. And He looks very overwhelmed. Okay, that's a takeaway. Like, I can take that away. Yeah. I watched someone like Cowan yesterday. He made some plays. I'm like, all right, he's not overwhelmed. He looks like he can play. And it's like, I don't know to what degree. Let's see, you know, what he can do with real players out there. Renardo Green. Like, I'm looking at the Niners draft class. First round.
I like Renardo Green Florida State.
Looks physical. Yeah. He looks like he can play inside, outside. That looks like a really good pick. No. I'm looking at some of the other guys from their draft class. I think Dominic Pooney, the third round pick. I think there's a player there. I think he's a really good player.
He's probably going to start at right guard.
Yeah.
He's probably going to start at right guard. He looks really good.
They had like three or four where he blocked the guy and then spun around to pick someone up else to help out Jalen Moore. Right. Or excuse me, not Jalen Moore, Colton McKivitz next to him. That was really nice. Isaac Arendo from their club. We haven't seen him.
We haven't seen him yet.
You know, he got hurt. Kingston, he played in the game. I thought he was okay. The USC guard that they drafted in the sixth round. And I really like Tatum Bethune, who's the seventh round pick, number 48 from Florida State. Like, If Pearsall is just a player, can play in the league, their draft class is really good.
I agree.
It's a really good draft class.
And then Tanner Mordecai is a rookie. I'm not mad at him. He doesn't look overwhelmed.
He's okay, yeah.
He doesn't look overwhelmed as your fourth-string quarterback here.
He had better feet than I thought.
But when it goes back to just, all right, it's obvious, right? They need IU. They need Trent Williams. Let's just put that to the side.
Yes, okay.
We know that. They're not going anywhere if they don't have those guys.
You're talking about, like, weakness. I think this is the deepest secondary the Niners have had in I don't even know when. When were they this deep, this good?
They're really good. I have no concerns about corners. I think defensive line as a whole, for me,
is the biggest soft spot on this team.
So D in depth and even defensive tackle depth, because I don't know about Jordan Elliott
yet. McGill went down.
I don't know about Kevin Givens. You know, Khalil Davis, losing him.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss him for most of the season. That is a problem. So your pass rush and your run defense. And I'm not going to go crazy over run defense in a preseason. I'm not going to do that. Never going to do that. You're never going to hear that from me because you're not scheming up things. You're not playing. You know, Chris Kosarik's like, hey, I need you to stand here, stand. You're working on basic fundamental stuff trying to make the roster here. You got to do the basic things at the point of attack. I'm not trying to pick on Robert Beal Jr. I'm not trying to pick on these backup edge rushers. Boy, something happens to Nick Bosa. This is alarming.
Yeah.
This area, they cannot figure this thing out at the defensive end spot.
Well, I know this is getting really deep in the weeds. The Niners traditionally did the wide nine, and they had four down linemen with their hands in the dirt, okay? For those that are watching, with typically three or two, depending on how many secondary players, linebackers. I think this team, and you saw it in the first and second quarter, the influence of a Brandon Staley, who is a 3-4 guy. Remember, Vic Fangio, 3-4 guy. I think they're going to have more three down linemen and they're going to utilize their depth at linebacker because it does seem like they have a lot of linebackers. And I think that they're going to have, you know, Hargrave, Floyd, and Bosa. And I think at times a fourth guy rushing will be a linebacker. I don't know if that's D Winners. I don't know if that is Hufanga.
It could be Tomo Hufanga playing that linebacker.
That's a really good call, actually, the more I think about it.
Or you could have Tig Brown drop down to the box. And if you want to have Hufanga play the deep third or whatnot, now we got to see how Hufanga looks. He's going to get back on the practice field at some point this week. But maybe you're doing that. And I do want to know who Nick Sorensen is. Is he more of a blitzer? Now, you look at that last play of the game, for example. You brought up Haener.
Yeah.
Bethune blitzed on that play.
I liked it.
Now, Haener, he threw the ball. Nobody was going to catch it. I mean, he even gave Perry a shot on the last play of the game. But Bethune did blitz on that play. And it was man across the board. So it was interesting to see him in that situation late in the game to try to win a game. What are you going to do? Are you going to blitz? Are you going to sit back? Are you going to drop into a zone? What are you going to do?
There was a couple of third and longs in the game, and they went man across the board and pressed and came up. I think they feel really confident with their cornerbacks and their safety play this year. And to me, if you want to go back a year and talk about what was Steve Wilkes' positive influence, I think it's pretty obvious.
The DBs.
He really did a good job with these DBs.
That's a specialty.
And I think he deserves a ton of credit, retrospect. Looking at what this secondary has this year, I think it's a lot. I'm looking at Steve Wilkes. I'm saying, you know what, Steve? You did a really good job with these DBs. Because a year later, I think that's the strength of the defense.
It would not. Somebody on the text line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, 415, Xfinity Mobile text line. And shout out to everybody on the Xfinity Mobile text line, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Xfinity Mobile text line, YouTube, and Twitch, for that matter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing. Got the dealer on the Xfinity Mobile text line. 415, neither should call Yannick. Yannick Ngakoue.
He's been on, what, five teams last week?
29 years old. 29 years old.
Is he just not a good player, not a good teammate? Well, why is he on so many teams?
Well, yeah, he's a free agent. I think he signed a bunch of one-year contracts, but he's a free agent out there. And that's a guy you may just have to call. Last year.
Where's the money?
Well, last year, he's probably not healthy. He started 13 games last year. He was on a one-year, $10.5 million deal, but he broke his ankle in week 14.
Ooh,
so I don't know where he's at health-wise, 415, but that's a good, I like where 415 is thinking here. Because I think you're going to need to go get another defensive end on this football team at some point. You need depth there.
D-tackle, too.
D-tackle, all over the defensive line. Now, he had 9.5 sacks with the Colts the year before that. He was with the Raiders 2 years, $26 million, had double-digit sacks then. And he was with the Baltimore Ravens as well. So he's a solid defensive end. Solid. Opposite of Nick Bosa. I like that because he was opposite of Max Crosby and he played very, very well. So where's he at health-wise? Maybe the Niners have him on speed dial. About that. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app and Odyssey Sports Station. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob in San Bruno, what's happening?
Hey, Robbie.
What's going on, fellas? Look, man, Bonte, I'm coming down your road, Bonte. You know what? I care about run defense. I don't care whether it's preseason or not. Looking at last year, run defense, and looking at that game yesterday, nah. Them the starters we got inside. It ain't like we got Ormstein coming back. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be missing Greenlaw for a few games. So our run defense is going to struggle. Look, I'm very concerned about the run defense.
That's fair.
Brock Purdy. You know what I'm saying? We better hope CMC. We really don't need CMC to get hurt. If CMC get hurt and the Niners don't have no threat of the run, Purdy ain't getting that $60 million. You can kiss that out the door. So if CMC is healthy, Purdy going to be all right. But if CMC misses games, like two or three games, four or five games, offense going to be in trouble. And I think we got to sign either B.A. or Trent Williams. We can't lose both.
No.
We can't lose both. And then that's pretty much it. I thought the secondary played good. And one more thing. Everybody talked bad about Wilkes doing this. Oh, Wilkes changing the defense. Well, hell, Sorensen changed. He ran some 3-4 yesterday.
Did you see that?
He was blitzing. He was blitzing across on man press. You got to have big corners to do that. And one more thing. So why was Wilkes getting all this complaining about it? And then I sent it to Bonte a couple weeks ago about a report about Bosa dropping back in coverage. And I remember Shasta, you was complaining about that. Why is Bosa dropping back in coverage? He's a pass rusher. So when Sorensen should do it, it's all good. Though when Wilkes was trying to change things up, he was the scapegoat for everything. You know, so I just find that funny. But other than that, we know
Wilkes was a scapegoat. I'm not even saying he's even, but like Wilkes, they needed to part ways. Kind of like Klay Thompson and the Warriors. It's a mutual parting. Your bygones be guy.
But I give him his credit for the secondary. He deserves his credit.
The whole Wilkes conversation, I'm just like, wow. All right. Bosa admitted that he should have came to camp and that he destroyed his own season.
But I also believe that this team, when you take Eric Armstead off the field, the scheme does need a little mix up. I think it's gotten a little stale.
It did get stale. The Y9, you put that on film, and Detroit exposed them with that Y9.
The way
they run the football. So you had to tweak some things.
Just my belief, I like the 3-4.
I love 3-4.
I'm a Vic Fangio guy, so hey, listen, I love the 3-4.
Hey, listen, I even before Vic
the
Fangio.
The Dome Patrol.
Dick LeBeau and the Pittsburgh
Thank
Steelers.
You. I'm
That's
with
why
you.
I love the 3-4. I mean, even in NCAA, I'm my base you. Defense, my base package is 3-4.
I like I the 3-4. Big, heavy linemen that right. eat up two dudes.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. And let my linebackers run sideline to sideline. And one of them coming off the edge. All right, more coming up, more Niner talk. We'll get to the battle day at some point. 888-95-
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.